This is Maren Lead at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and I'm talking with Lieutenant General Bruno Kasdorf, the Chief of Staff of the German Army. General, thanks for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
So another big thing that I think has changed the transatlantic dynamic a little bit has been the announcement in 2012 of the Defense Strategic Guidance, which talks about a rebalancing towards the Asia-Pacific and somewhat decreased less emphasis, or somewhat decreased emphasis on the rest of the world to include Europe. How was the release of the Defense Strategic Guidance perceived within Germany, and what, as you have come to understand it better, do you specifically think it means for the relationships that you have, the German Army has, with the U.S. Army going forward, both in terms of just the overall relationship and then more specifically in terms of the kinds of forces that we keep in Europe, whether they be permanently stationed in Europe or rotational forces?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, first of all, I think there is no fundamental change in our shared values. And I think that remains also valid for all of our NATO members. So that is not really impacted by the new strategic guidance of your government. Hmm. However, we are of course concerned if we don't see as many U.S. forces in the future as we have seen so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, what I already observe is there are indeed less opportunity to cooperate, to be exposed to American military for instance, our personnel.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember my time as a lieutenant or as a brigade commander, it was always that we had the opportunity to meet many times during a year. Today, it is a lot less than before. And I think that applies not only to the German officers and soldiers, but also to their American counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
And these meaningful, I think these meaningful bilateral experiences are very important, as they are the principal building block for the creation of understanding and trust.
Hmm.
So that, in this regard, I'm a little bit concerned. Of course, I talked also with General Odierno about it, and he said, you know, we are going to take care. And in this regard, Germany is even in a kind of favorable position because we keep at least one major formation, one brigade here in Germany.
Right.
And then he talked also about these deployable forces. And I think what is here in place remaining is a kind of right mix so that we indeed can cooperate. That what I regret is indeed that we don't have as many U.S. forces left as I wish.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you very much for calling.